As we dive into this Black History Month, I want to make sure you understand ways that we can elevate people who are underrepresented, who look like you and me this month. And not only this month, we can carry the same principle throughout the whole year. Hopefully these ideas can help you out. Hey everyone, welcome to Selling in Color. My name is Donald Kelly. I'm the sales evangelist and I'm excited to be here with you today. I'm excited to be able to share some insights with you. On this podcast, it's all about elevating people who are underrepresented, who look like you and me in the sales game. 20% of professional sellers are people of color, and we could change that. And on this podcast, we interview, we talk to, we share insights that are helping sales professionals who are underrepresented thrive and succeed. Now, no matter what field you're in, whether you're in tech or whether you're in services or you're selling automobiles, what I want you to do is just to be able to learn and to grow and also to get other people who look like us to be able to enter the sales game and understand how they can succeed. But it's a tough world out there. It's a tough sales game, and especially if we're not helping each other. So with this episode, what I want to focus on as we start Black History Month off, I mean, besides the fact that we're going to have some amazing guests coming up and some more content that's going to be able to like wow you, I want to make sure we talk about some of the things that we can do right now to elevate people that are in the game and to be successful. If this is your first time listening to one of our episodes, I ask you to go ahead and hit subscribe and to this podcast as well as to our video. And also, I ask you to leave a rating and review because it goes a long way. People come in after you watch this podcast, listen to it, and it's powerful when they can see that others are finding benefit from the show as well. So I appreciate you and thank you for that. So let's go straight into it. The three things that I want you to be able to be aware of, and I want to set the scenario. Now, sometimes when it comes towards people of color or underrepresented communities, we find a crab in the bucket mentality where somebody is climbing out and it just seems like we don't want that person to climb out. So we need to claw and pull them back down. And, you know, there are other communities out there, other people who would love for us to do that, but and to see us self-destruct. But we're not all about that. We want to make sure we can help each other to thrive. If you thrive and you succeed, that means I'm thriving and I'm succeeding as well because you're elevating us and getting us to the next level. So if you get on that national stage, that's powerful. Even if it's you're the only one and it's a token, so to speak, it shows that it gives us opportunity and that representation. So I'll take that. And I want to make sure we're helping each other. We're not looking for ways to bring each other down. We come with differences, but we need to make sure we continue to help each other because there's such a small number of us out there. We need to build and connect and grow and guide each other. So the first thing I want to talk about is utilize LinkedIn to highlight someone. So you can give shout outs. And I'm going to talk about that. One of my friends, what he does, and a past guest. Number two, give a lead. Look for ways to be able to give someone a lead and to help them to thrive in their area as a sales rep. And then number three, celebrate wins. So the first one I want to talk about is on LinkedIn. Like there are so many, my friend Dewan Brown, he came on this podcast. And one of the things Dewan does, like every Friday, he used to do like, I see you. And he would share this post about someone who, you know, someone who look like you and look like me and, you know, underrepresented individual. Because one of the things that happened in a pandemic, everyone said that, I don't know any Black people. I don't know any Hispanic. I don't know anyone to hire. So this is why we hire the same old white folks over and over and over again. That's not the case anymore because we brought it to light that you shouldn't be like that. There's opportunities out there. And two, change your practices. And one of the things that Dewan wanted to do was to say, all right, you saying this, I want to elevate and show someone every single week that's out there. And it was fascinating. It was cool. I got a chance to really connect with some more brothers and sisters that are out there in sales because Dewan just kept doing this every single week. So look at your Rolodex of folks. You have a bunch of people who look like you, whether you're Hispanic, you're Black, you're Asian. You have people that you connect with that are part of your community. Highlight them, man. Let's get the word out about them and some of the things that they're doing. And I think it's just cool. Like it doesn't have to be we'll talk about the wins in a second, but it just could be something that's as simple as, you know, I love working with, you know, when I was working at XYZ company, I got a chance to work with Marsha and Marsha was always doing this. And she's one of those people that does this all the time, blah, 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 blah. Highlight them. Let's get the word out. And I think that's going to be cool because now it shows other people who don't look like us, who are in our pool. They're seeing this and then they understand that there are others out there. And now when they come to the boards making these excuses, they can't make these excuses because now, at least if you're in our network, you just saw like for the past, you know, I don't know, the whole year, if every week I do this, you just saw like 300 or 50 some odd people that could be 48, depending on the how you count it, 48 individuals or 50 individuals that are doing amazing things and that are being highlighted. So, I mean, I think it goes a long way and it's a great thing to make sure you highlight somebody that's doing good stuff. Number two is give a lead. Nothing salespeople love more than a lead. So especially the simple fact that we're all sellers here. Is there a way you can give a lead to someone? And what we can do, I had a conversation with AJ Vassar. He was on our podcast recently, and he was also on my other podcast, The Sales Evangelist. And one of the things that AJ said was this notion that we need to connect more. We need to look for ways to connect. And when we connect with someone, the first thing we should be asking them is not, how can you help me? How can you give me a little something, something? We need to ask them, what's important to you? What are you trying to accomplish this year? What are you trying to accomplish this month? What are you trying to accomplish this week? If we can figure out what people are trying to accomplish and help them with that, money in the bank, figuratively and literally, because what will start happening is that Zig Ziglar said that if you help enough people get what they want, you get what you want in the long run. To get what you want in life, you got to help enough people get what they want. So let's think about this now. If I'm a sales professional and everyone I'm connecting with, all my folks, I'm figuring out what they want, I'm helping them to get their wins, what do you think is naturally going to happen? What do you think will happen as a natural byproduct? People will be like, man, that Shanika girl, she's just so darn good at helping out sales professionals, helping out other people. Every time I talk to her, she's always giving me something, giving me a win, tell me about a new tool, tell me about this new group. She's giving me, connecting me with someone. And the lead part is really neat too, because once you talk to someone, a sales professional, you find out what their look, who they serve, you can start look for people like that, because in your network, you probably have a bunch of people like that already. Let's go ahead and connect them with those folks and make that connection, make genuine connection to other people. Now, we don't necessarily have to do this you don't have to do anything. The only thing you have to do is pay taxes and die. But what we want to do, we want to find a way to be able to help our fellow brothers and sisters who are in sales. Because again, once I can elevate them to succeed, naturally, that's going to help all of us succeed. But the other part to that too, as a byproduct of that, is that it's just natural. It's the law of reciprocity. Like, people are going to want to help you back in return. So look for ways to give a lead. And it's super simple. So what I would say is, you know, ask a couple of your friends, you know, who's the ideal customer for you? You can send them a voice message on LinkedIn, or just send them a simple LinkedIn message. Send them an email, give them a phone call, send them a text or WhatsApp. Who's the ideal customer for you? What I'm doing, I'm making a conscious effort this year to be able to help people in my network to be able to win. Boom. Now they tell you who their ideal customer is, put that on a LinkedIn document, on a spreadsheet. And then as you're looking at every morning, like if you spent like 10 minutes, just look at a document, you know, put people by categories. This one, like, you know, their ideal customers are plumber. This one, ideal customers are VPs of marketing, VPs of sales. And as you're making rounds on your LinkedIn profile, you know, connection pool and connecting with people, say, you know, you might see somebody that got promoted to a, you know, VP of marketing, like, holy moly, VP of marketing, you know, Steven, like, connect with people of VP of marketing. Let me go ahead and connect, see if this good dude may be interested in connecting with Steven and get that connection going. I'm helping somebody out in my pool. And you're doing this and you're not doing it in a selfish way where you're only tracking your people. Like, you know, I only want to talk to VPs of sales, but you're connecting your audience, your community with other people, and you're helping others win. Come on, man. We all win when one of us win. Let's do this thing. And the last one is celebrate wins. One of my good buddies, Stephen Hart, I'm going to give a big shout out to him right now. Stephen Hart just got accepted into LinkedIn, the Content Creator Accelerator Program. This is super cool, man. Only 100 people that get selected, and they get, like, LinkedIn give them some money to, like, produce content. And dude is killing it when it comes towards, like, live stream on LinkedIn. So he's pushing this out there. I want to help my brother to be able to thrive and to succeed. So I'm going to celebrate his win. And he just launched this new, every week or every couple days a week, several days a week, he's sharing all this content on LinkedIn. And they're like gems. They're like value. He's having influencers also jump on a live stream and share the stuff. And it's really, really, really good stuff. So I need to help Steven to win. Even if I'm not getting any benefit from it, like I might see financially, who cares? He's my brother. I need to make sure he's getting something and celebrate that win. It helps other people in my community, again, to see that somebody else who looks like me is thriving and killing it. And it goes to show that we're taking this 20% of us that are out there in professional selling, people who are underrepresented, and we're making a lot of noise, and they can't not but look at us and see us. So come on, man, let's do this thing. So those three things I'm telling you can do easy right away. One, on LinkedIn, just highlight somebody who looks like you. Highlight somebody of color. Do this regularly. You know, maybe not do it every week, maybe once a month. Once a week is super cool. You can do that. Number two, give a lead. Give a lead to somebody who looks like you and keep track of the people who you're serving, who you're connecting with, and find out what they want and help them to get that. Not that you're keeping track of, like, I gave this one a lead, I better get something from that. No, that's not what I meant. What I meant by tracking is being able to see who's in your connection pool and find out, like, how do you help them to win? What's a good lead for them? And then making sure when you see people in your network, try to make that genuine connection. And the third one is celebrate wins. We need to celebrate the wins of people who are out there, fellow brothers and sisters, who are out there doing stuff as an underrepresented individual. And I think if you can, no, I know if we can do stuff like this, we're going to elevate the game. We're going to make this thing stronger. And I'm super excited for that. Listen, I want you to thrive and succeed. I don't want you to go out there and beg for a piece of the pie when we got some pie over here. I want to show you how you can make your own pie. We're not going to go out there and sit in the world where we're subservient. We can make great things happen, and we need to work together to make that happen. I'm excited for this podcast. I'm excited for this new year. I'm excited for this month, and I'm excited for some of the guests we have coming on the show today. If you found value in this, I want you to go ahead and connect with me on LinkedIn. Hit me up, Donald C. Kelly. Also, tell somebody else about this podcast. Share this on social media. And also, leave us a rating and review. It goes a long way. Big shout out to our sponsors. I appreciate them sponsoring our message and what we're doing and believe in what we're doing. And I hope that you'd go and check them out as well and connect with them. As always, let's make this happen. Let's help each other. Let's thrive. Let's succeed. Stay tuned for a scene from our next episode.
A/B test everything. So don't take what I'm saying, like take it with a grain of salt, because I'm talking in generalities. It's not specific to your situation necessarily. So before you say, hey, we're going to invest all this time, energy into video, why don't you just say, hey, if I normally reach out to 100 prospects per week, why don't I send 10 or 15 of those videos? And then let me see what happens with those.
I appreciate you listening to this episode today. There are many different things you could be doing, but you took the time to listen to this podcast. And for that, I'm truly grateful. If you haven't done so already, go ahead and leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to this show. Our show is produced by TSC Studios. Our audio engineer is Jershon O'Bale. Artwork and video was designed by the one and only Destin Cunado. Our show note was created by Jake Ligmanowski. Our podcast production manager is Nancy Paul. You can find audio credits to each of our music inside of the show notes. And I'm your host, your coach, your guide down the sales journey, Mr. Donald C. Kelly, the sales evangelist.